Welcome to another edition of Giants Online here on Giants.com. I'm Bob Papa. Each and every Thursday, we take a look at the Giants' upcoming game. Joining me, as always, the Senior Vice President of Communications, Pat Hanlon. It feels like forever since we've done this.
Oh, well, two things. One is, I was actually fearing that I would have to talk today, but given the other panelists who've been on hiatus for years, I don't have to say a word. The second thing is, I was listening to our dear friend Archie Manning on the radio this week, and he said the worst thing about losing that first game, out of all the things you could focus in on, is the 10-day period where you get a chance to do something before you get a chance to do something about it. So it has been forever.
They'll have their opportunity on Sunday when they host the Tampa Bay Bucks. Well, you mentioned
We
welcome back some long-lost friends, and we welcome back Fooch.
Bobby, always a pleasure to be on with two of the greats in this business, Mike Garofalo and yourself. It's a pleasure. And Patrick, that bridge that you guys are building, it looks a little rusty to me right now. You might want to go back over the plans.
We got some more work to do on
that bridge. That bridge is bridge too far
They got to get the primer on. Mike Garofalo of USA Today is back on the show. Welcome back, Mike.
I feel like I should have ridden
in liberated.
On an elephant here. And just,
you did. Know, you rode in on Fucci's shoulder.
Oh. Anyway, before I was rudely interrupted like 6 years ago by certain conflicts of interest,
both of us.
Let me tell you something. This Coughlin guy, you should keep him around. As I was saying, he is elite, that quarterback.
He's got something.
Wow.
Look at that.
That was a little throwback.
He's been waiting a long time. Well, this team, obviously, as Pat mentioned, 10 days to sort of regroup. What was your takeaway from the Dallas game and some of the areas that have you concerned about this team?
Well, they definitely, you have to admit, look out of sync right now. It looks like, I don't know if that training camp, lack of hitting. I mean, let's face it, up in Albany, the only thing that was physical around there was the line that the fans took to get Hanlon's autograph. There was nothing going on up there. They were like pillow fighting. I think maybe that, you know, they just weren't physical up front.
It was a weird game. It just had a weird feel to it. It just, to me, I said it felt more like the preseason than the preseason did. Just stuff was out of sync. You know, it wasn't really a scheme issue. It was just kind of guys just not making plays. And I mean, look, the Cowboys definitely wanted this one.
And
you know,
Tony Romo was brilliant.
Tony Romo was brilliant. A lot of audibles and stuff like that.
More times than not, Tony Romo is brilliant, despite...
Last year, he was 0-2 against the Giants.
And they sacked him six times.
Yes. But he had a completion percentage of 75% with six touchdowns, one interception, and he averaged 310 yards a game. He wasn't exactly the reason why the Cowboys were 0-2 against
but
the Giants.
But you focus
last
on
year.
The same stuff, the throw to Miles Austin that he didn't make at the end of the game, which could have put that game away, and everything is completely different.
Everything,
that
the Ogletree was wide open. But here's the thing. Your guy said it best, Antrell Roll. You're a little bit comfortable. Too comfortable back there.
I think there
was. And that's a negative with all your pass rushers. That's a negative.
Listen, we saw our pass rush in the first two possessions of the Cowboys, right? We defended the Cowboys their first two possessions the way you're supposed to. And then it went away.
Did you wear down?
Right? No, we didn't wear down.
Okay. Pierre Paul,
for four quarters, gave it everything he had.
Yeah.
No, what we didn't do is what the other word that, you know, when focusing
finish?
On words.
Finish.
Execute. Mm. We did not execute.
Yeah, execute.
We lost containment on the pass rush.
Well, listen,
you're supposed to have somebody outside to keep Tony Romo inside.
Wait a minute.
And we're going inside, and he's sliding outside.
He slid. It was a nice little play by him on that little double move.
As Bobby knows better than anybody, the lack of a running game and not scoring on the one-yard line kind of changed the momentum of that game a little bit after that interception by Bowling.
Yes, and they were not physical on that offensive line. I think a lot of those guys are going to have a wake-up call. I'm getting ahead of myself. We're not looking forward yet, but I think a lot of those guys are going to have a wake-up call.
I'd rather look
forward. I didn't see it the other night. I think it needs to happen.
Well, just to go back to the defense, I think the point that you made when you put the coach's tape on,
that's
there was some undisciplined play by guys that you expected to play more disciplined.
Corey Webster.
Well, just in the front.
Front. Okay. We're talking about the front.
Where they were making it easy for Romo to break the contain by maybe a little freelancing or some of the things that they were doing. Correctable. Corey Webster, correctable. He's not going to play that poorly again.
That as Tom said, that's not Corey Webster.
The question is, who's playing opposite Corey
Webster?
It's
the Prince.
Well, that's what you got to hope for. That he's going to come back. You know, we saw a lot of progression in him. In training camp. He was making some plays. He was being more aggressive. In the preseason, he was showing a little mental bounce back when he was making errors. I still have a lot of hope that he's going to be a good player.
And Cole wasn't that bad.
No.
Cole made
the
fine.
He made the play in the end zone with the strained hamstring. He was strained the play before.
All right, listen, we're going to take a break.
We are.
We do?
We have to take a break.
On the internet?
On the internet?
Yeah, because people's bandwidth. They got, you know, yeah. They wow. Got to, we're going to take a break.
Must be a PSA from Hanlon.
When we come back, we're going to focus in on the offense. And like Fuchs mentioned, not scoring from the one. Plus, every week we're going to take your questions via Twitter at Giants, hashtag chat. So we'll be right back with more of Giants Online after this.
New season, new year, new chance. Let's go.
No challenge too difficult.
No sacrifice or self-denial too great.
Team
first. Team last.
Team
always.
Back on Giants Online, Bob Papa, Pat Hanlon, Fuchs, Mike Garofalo. All right, so we've talked about some of the Giants' defensive problems. Offensively, you mentioned not being able to score at the one. I agree with you. That was like a moral victory for the Cowboys, holding the Giants to three.
Kind of took some air out of the blue. I mean, Boley, you know, should have got in, but, you know, obviously it was a great play for the Cowboys to keep him out. But you just thought that they would be able to push the Cowboys around, get it in, Giants football, and it was deflating. But the problem that I have is this whole offensive line thing. Maybe I'm not the brightest guy in the world, let's face it.
We know.
But you got your left tackle playing right tackle. You got your career-long right tackle playing left tackle. I mean, it's just the cohesion up front in this offensive line. They right now, they're not all on the same page,
well,
I don't think.
But if you get Will Beatty back, that's your guy.
Do you remember last year,
David Deal saying in the preseason, if I'm going to play left tackle, I want snaps at left tackle. You do remember that,
yes,
right?
Yes, I do.
So if he's going to play right tackle, why would you move him to left tackle and keep bouncing him back and forth? There's something to be said for continuity of where you're playing
because
and practicing.
Because I have no confidence in Mr. Beatty. That's
listen,
all.
And if
that's
there
a different
were,
story.
If there were major issues with the construction of that offensive line in the preseason, you can best believe that there would have been changes made then. Now, having said that, I think each one of those guys up front would admit that they didn't play very well in that game. And it all goes back to what we said earlier. It all goes back on both sides of the ball to being physical.
Yes.
And what we always talk about around here, and I know it sounds like a cliche, on defense, the first priority, stop the run. On offense, the first priority, run the ball. We didn't do either one of those.
Before this game, I wrote a story about how the home team, since you started this format with the Super Bowl champion hosting a game in advance, was 8-0.
Right.
A really dumb story after this game was played because now they're 8-1.
Right.
But the one thing that Sean O'Hara, who was here to announce his retirement that day, said was, you know, you get into that mode where you're celebrating the Super Bowl and all this stuff's going through your head and you got to settle down in the second quarter and think, oh, man, we're playing a game here. I've got a game to play. I think that you heard from Victor Cruz this week saying things like, well, we just kind of expected things to just happen and the game to just
he
come with me.
Like
I think that mentality was there.
Victor lost a little bit of his focus trying to run before the catch. What? So you're saying it was a little Super Bowl, haze?
I'm not saying it. They're saying it. I'm hearing it. I think a little bit of that. The other thing
that people have said is that, okay, if you needed it, this was your wake-up call. Okay? And here's all I will say about that, is that if you're telling me that Victor Cruz needed a wake-up call, and you're telling me that the offensive line and the defensive line needed wake-up calls, I have great faith in all those people and rising to the challenge of answering the bell.
Who would have thought that the Giants would have two sacks against the Cowboys and it'd be
tackles.
Rocky Bernard and Linval Joseph? All right, so Rocky I got a question.
Rocky Bernard and Linval Joseph.
I got a question for you from at Yanks Sox.
Yankees.
Do you think David Wilson gets more touches this week against the Bucs?
Yes.
I do. I absolutely do. I also think that Yanks Sox is a little conflicted.
Yes.
Well, I think David has to prove that he can hold on to the ball first, and I don't know how you do that. He's got to build up something
high
in the bank.
High and tight, that's how you remember.
Well, no, I mean, he's got to build some security up in the bank before Coughlin trusts him. I think you're going to see a lot of Bradshaw first and give him a sprinkling. But I don't know if you can just throw him out there, so I'll give him the ball again.
While we're on the subject of Wilson, let's address the elephant in the room that I came in and wrote in on. Okay? See how I brought that back? Mm-hmm. I hope you watched our first segment. Didn't leave us during the commercial break. Anyway,
right. You can leave.
David Wilson was emotional on the sidelines. I've got no problems with it. I think he's a guy that his emotions are high. It just came out a little bit. I think he's going to be fine. I don't think he's soft.
No, and I thought OC did a really good job of going over and talking with him. Doing all that. All right, so we're going to take a timeout. When we come back, we'll continue to look ahead to the Giants in the box here on Giants.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Coughlin, head coach of the New York Giants. Watching your child suffer from cancer is almost unimaginable, but it is very real for many families. The J Fund can't make the pain go away, but it can help in so many ways. We are providing financial and emotional aid for more families in the New York, New Jersey area each year.
When it was real bad, they stepped up financially. Words can't even describe what these people have done for us.
For more information, call the number here or visit us at tcjfund.org.
Back here on Giants Online, here on Giants.com, Bob Papa, Pat Hanlon. This week we're joined by Fuch and Mike Garofalo of USA Today. All right, so Tampa Bay Bucs coming off a good win last week against Carolina at home, maybe even a little bit of an upset win.
No doubt about it.
You know Schiano, Greg Schiano, the former head coach at Rutgers. What kind of team is he trying to build in Tampa?
Absolutely. Defense first, wants to run the ball, and he wants to make plays on special teams, and that's exactly how they beat Carolina. Stopped the run only 10 yards. They got a big play on special teams, and that's how Greg wants to play.
Carolina helped by not running the ball. I think they had 10, 12 rushing attempts.
Tampa had something to say
about
that,
but I think the surprising thing is Cam. Cam has destroyed Tampa Bay in the past, and he was totally confused.
I want to see what your Giants do with, or your defensive line does with Josh Freeman here. It's a little bit of a different thing. Right, you know, there's talk about him being mobile, but he's he's more of a bigger body kind of guy. Can shrug you off at times and stuff like that.
It's more like a Roethlisberger type.
Exactly right. So your defensive line
concerns me because obviously there's a little history. Jackson beat Webster to a pulp a few years ago. That's the one that concerns me because he could have some big days.
You still interrupt thoughts, huh?
Sorry.
Okay, that's all right.
Yeah, it hasn't changed.
It hasn't changed.
It's still the internet.
You know, it's good that we're still in stride here. Whatever I was going to say just now. Yeah, no, I think your defensive line is going to welcome the fact that you can get to this guy and he's not going to be sliding around and slippery like Romo.
You do know Schiano. I don't know Schiano. I've read a little bit about Schiano and the great job that he did at Rutgers. When I read about him, I feel like I'm reading about a young Tom Coughlin. Is that an accurate assessment?
I would say Coughlin, Belichick, disciplined, no nonsense, and he wants to play old-fashioned football.
While we're on the subject of the Tampa Bay coaching staff, Mike Sullivan, I think, does give you an advantage. Tom Coughlin says he sees a lot of similarities between the Giants' offense and their offense. They know a lot about it. I think that's a coaching game-planning advantage for you guys this week.
The fun thing that I like,
yeah,
and obviously it's not his defense, but we get to see Mr. Sheridan come back, who was the whipping dog around here
we've
for
seen
a whole
that
year.
Haven't we?
And Sheridan comes back as a defense coordinator. Boy, would he love to win this week. After all the abuse he got, having to be the guy.
Unfairly.
Exactly.
I might add.
It's very big of you to say that.
Unfairly.
The wide receiver position for the Giants.
Wow. That's a transition.
Well,
Sheridan,
talking about the defense corner. Well, he's got to try to stop them. We saw last year in week one, Victor Cruz have a big drop on the first possession of the season. So he just was reenacting himself against the Cowboys. Akeem Nicks did not look like Akeem Nicks.
And that's understandable.
Right. Do you think that we see improvement in him this week? And did you like what you saw out of Hixon as far as somebody else to give this offense balance in the passing game?
You ask good questions. I think the 10-day layoff, the downside of the 10-day layoff was what Archie Manning was talking about, what these players have been talking about OC saying the other day, it feels like longer than a bye week to me when you come off a loss. But I think the upside is a lot of these guys resting up a little bit. I think Nicks is going to take
You're going to have to manage it.
Another month or so. I mean, he just doesn't look like himself. Maybe you got to limit his snaps during the game. That could be something you have to think about. I know you want him out there as much as possible, but I think that Hixon, that big catch that he made, I went back to training camp when I saw that, when he went up and came down, and he said, okay, there it is, proof that the knee is okay. I think, once again, proof that his knee is okay. So I think maybe expand his role a little bit.
I'm a big Hixon guy. I've always been. You know, he's been obviously unlucky with his health, but To me, that's a huge weapon, especially if you can get him, you know, back on special teams, too.
I thought that catch was really going to be a turning point in that game the other night, because we've seen that so much about how that offense can strike quickly, and all of a sudden the game changes. Didn't really happen.
But let's face it, Bobby, the Giants' passing game, even the preseason, just didn't look, it doesn't look in sync right now. Just it looks like they're still trying to figure things out.
Well, you've been missing a key part of that. You've been missing Nicks, right? You're working Martellus Bennett into the flow of things.
Who looked good.
So, I mean, it doesn't just happen.
Love that signing from the jump. I think it's a guy who has a lot of untapped talent. I think you saw a little bit. Blocking, he wasn't that great in the first half. I think he's going to still come around a little more. We saw in the preseason he can be really good in that regard. I think that's going to be a great signing and a big part of your offense.
All right, so predictions for this week as the Giants take on your Chianos.
Well, what I wanted to say was, you know, I'm not too concerned with week one because you saw the three favorites, you know, all lose at home. New Orleans, Green Bay, and the Giants. So maybe week one is just what it is. But I think this week the Giants will come out with a victory 20-13.
I'd say somewhere around there, maybe a little more scoring. I'd say maybe, you know, 35. I think they could crack 30 this week.
Really?
35, I do.
Okay.
35. This offense doesn't get held down for long.
They might be playing that down in Tampa, that defensive unit.
35-13. I think this is a terrible spot for Tampa Bay right here.
Well, there usually is dramatic changes in results from week one to week two. You know, what happens in week one, everyone goes crazy, and then week two,
you work out the kinks.
It all gets turned upside down, and it takes a while for things to settle.
You better hope so, buddy.
Here's what I predict.
Go ahead.
I haven't seen you this
after an eternity between games one and games two.
Two and three come fast.
The time between games two and three will be like that.
But then you get another eternity until game four.
Don't remind me.
All right, we got to go. So, listen,
this has been fun.
Yeah, I know. We're going to have you back.
Oh, okay.
Maybe. So, listen, make sure you tell all your Giant friends out there every Thursday, Giants Online, right here on Giants.com. And make sure you send us your questions via Twitter at Giants, #chat. For Pat and our entire crew, I'm Bob Pop. Enjoy your football, everybody.